Now dictation for Janet, Janette Wilson, Wilson, September 11, 37, address as a letter to Richelle, Richelle, Macht, Machtnp, 4631534. Dear Sister Macht, a follow-up for Mrs. Wilson. Chronic kidney disease, prior abnormalities of high calcium and PTH, comes accompanied with daughter, Dr. Krepostman, Krepostman, cardiology, was opposed to any surgical intervention because of her high risk cardiovascular-wise. They were potentially doing parathyroid surgery actually today. Is my understanding she's going to see now an endocrinologist. She has memory issues, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies severe constipation, denies urinary symptoms of cloudiness or blood, minor edema is stable, no chest pain, palpitation or increase of dyspnea, other review system is negative, medication list review. Notice the Bumex HCTC potassium replacement on losartan, metoprolol, anticoagulated with Eliquis, management of diabetes cholesterol. Next paragraph. Today, weight 268, blood pressure 110/60. She's a tall, large, obese person, 67 inches tall. No gross respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tendinitis, or masses, stable edema, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph. Kidney function looks improved. Back in February was 1.8, presently 1.5, 1.4. For a GFR of 37, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal albumin, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3, appears stabilizing, improving, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, isolated high calcium. Two numbers in a row now back to normal. The PTH elevated in terms of secondary hyperparathyroidism related to kidney disease. No history of kidney stones or nephrocalcinosis. Kidney ultrasound should be done. She takes no calcium or vitamin D replacement. She is taking two diuretics, loop one, makes the calcium go down. HCTC makes the calcium go up. I agree that I don't think she needs any surgical treatment for that on top of high risk. Next number, atrial fibrillation for what patient takes beta blocker rate control and anticoagulation with Eliquis. To complete our evaluation, next urine sample, we will do fractional excretion of calcium. I want to mention that the prior urine analysis did not show activity for blood or protein. She has not required EPO treatment. Prior phosphorus not elevated, has not required phosphorus binders. Chemistries in a regular basis, kidney ultrasound to be done, end of dictation,